All right, Dial, I understand that there's a breakfast fly-in and drive-in coming up on Saturday, August 17th. Can you tell me more about this?
Yes. Once a year, the Chapter 944, we have a breakfast fly-in, fly-in and drive-in. Essentially, it's a pancake and sausage breakfast. You know, it starts at 7 in the morning and runs till 10 o'clock. And it essentially is $4. And you get all the pancakes you can eat and then sausage, coffee, and juice. And we use this money that we make from this in order to sponsor projects that we have through the year. And those projects include flying young eagles. That is flying a young person, 8 to 17 years of age, for their first flight, first general aviation flight. And then we also use the money made to sponsor what we call scholarship to learn to fly, meaning we help pay people's flight time and instruction fees in order to solo their aircraft in their process of learning to fly an airplane. We also send two people to Air Academy at EAA Oshkosh, Wisconsin, for 1 week. Essentially, it's a summer camp for 1 week. So that's what we use our funds for.
Okay, and is there any deadline for anything?
No, just be there. Be there at from 7 to 10 in the morning for if you want breakfast. And if you are a young person, 8 to 17 years of age, and you haven't ever flown before, we would like to give you a first flight. And that's dependent upon weather, of course, and the number of people and number of pilots we have, which are all licensed pilots from the Chillicothe chapter. And essentially, that's what we do. We enjoy it, and you have to come out. You have to bring a parent or a guardian, and they have to help you sign up. And then you have to wait in your turn, and then we'll give you a flight over the Chillicothe area and give you a registration certificate that says that you went up on a Young Eagle flight. And essentially, that all that gives you is just the fact that, you know, a first experience to get into aviation, see if you like it, see if you enjoy it.
Right, it's kind of a way to give people their first wings, in a way.
That's exactly correct.
Okay, can you tell me about the types of aircraft that people will be able to ride on?
Essentially, they'll be flying usually in a single-engine, general aviation, privately owned aircraft. It's possible of either having the pilot and one person on board, if it's a two-passenger, or a pilot and three people, or the pilot and five people, depending upon which aircraft we have show up from the local people in our club. And we'll have probably maybe six, seven aircraft, and we'll cycle people through as fast as we can. But everything is done safely. Everything is done by the rules. And like I say, it's usually an enjoyable time had by the young people and by the pilots themselves.
It certainly sounds like it. Well, is there anything else that you would like to add?
It costs nothing for the young people to go for a flight. That strictly is a service project, and we use the money we make off the pancake and sausage breakfast and some of the lotteries and such we have, you know, to help pay for the fuel, and that's it. Nobody gets any money for it, so it's strictly just a service project, and we enjoy it.
Okay, and could I just get you to restate the cost of the breakfast and when and where it'll take place?
Okay. The breakfast is from 7 in the morning till 10. It's $4 for adults, you know, $4 for adults, and that gives you pancake, sausage, coffee, and juice. And it will be at the Chillicothe Airport. It'll be at one of the south hangars at the Chillicothe Airport. When you come in, there'll be signs, people directing you where to park. We should have some local organizations having, I'd say, we'll have tractors for display. We'll have some cars for display. We hope to have a helicopter from the National Guard or from Life Flight. They're also for display. And there'll be several planes to look at. And if we're lucky, we'll have maybe 10 or 15 fly in and from another area. And then those people, I'd say, their planes will be up there for just display while they're eating breakfast. So, again, it's $4 for breakfast. That's a good price, good breakfast.
It certainly is. Well, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I'd say everything depends upon the weather, and if the weather should turn out to be poor, we're still going to have breakfast.